Oh boy, New York City sure does look a lot different than what I remembered it to be.
Dirk Dirk Allah. Dirka Dirka, Muhammad Jihad. Haka Sherpa Sherpa, Bakala.
Bakala, that doesn't even make sense. As of course, a lot of people are saying some very interesting things about Islam right now, as Laura Loomer now has been warning about allegedly major attacks coming to the United States, which it looks like Candace Owens is agreeing with at the two, as the two definitely have been going at each other, as there definitely isn't any type of love between these individuals. As of course, we're going to go after and talk about what Candace said about Loomer, what Loomer said in response to this, all of this while, of course, talking about the greater context of what in the world are these ladies predicting? Is it true? Is it legitimate? As we're looking at the circumstances all around us and saying, hey, yeah, the border was left wide open. It looks like the DOJ and the FBI are at a disarray, according to now a new report being released here, describing the situation very chaotic. What in the world's going on here? Some people are saying that we are facing a major battle of the religions that are coming to a head here, as Alex Jones came out and said that, quote, Islam has launched the biggest offensive in its 1,400-year blood-soaked history. Is that actually true here? What's going on here? As other people are saying, it's going to be another country that's going to use this scenario and situation in order to create more of a divide and conquer agenda. We're going to be talking about that and a lot more all here on this independent media broadcast. If you appreciate these type of conversations, subscribe, click the notification button. We greatly appreciate all the time that you spend with us. Now, this exchange here is a little eye-opening, as of course the official Candace Owens account responded to a Sam Parker that said, Laura Loomer really wants us to know that another major style attack is coming soon and that it was the Muslims who did it. Cynically, doubters will say that this is just preconditioning for what the, quote, Israelis pull a false flag and, quote, blame it on the Muslims. Candace responded to this. And again, it was a kind of highlight of Loomer's tweets where for a long time now she's been saying, hey, there's going to be something major. There's going to be a major event bigger than the one that happened in New York City in 2001. And yes, there are a lot of these predictions, and a lot of people on the internet are making a lot of the predictions. And let's be honest, it's not just her, but a lot of other people, when they make their predictions, they're usually not that true. Like, you look back and I'm like, oh, yeah, that didn't really manifest like you told us it would. But Candace Owens responded to this just a few hours ago, saying they have been signaling that a big style attack is coming the second week of December. Save this tweet. It will age well. Second week of December. In the making of this video, we're in December 1st. We're in the first week, Monday, December 1st. So second week. As people are going to say, okay, we're going to look at this, and hopefully she is wrong here. Now, what kind of insider information is she getting? It's kind of clear that she has some sources, but is she telling the truth here? Are we getting something that is meant to warn people? But how do you warn against something so generalized? Who's going to be responsible? Of course, again, if you don't like Israel, you're going to say Israel. If you don't like Muslims, you're going to say the Muslims. And I'm kind of like taking a step back here, being like, what's going to happen? I don't know. Do I have a magic way of predicting the future? I do not. As now, some people are saying Laura Loomer also deleted a tweet on November 24th. I haven't been able to confirm this because it's very hard to confirm whether tweets were deleted or not. But according to Grok, and again, Grok's not always right. AI is not always right. There's many mistakes that AI routinely makes, and it's crazy how some people just base their whole entire lives and now identities off of AI. There's stories of people being like, yeah, I just ask AI to tell me what to do every single day, and people just do it. Why? I don't know. Anyway, In an now-deleted post from November 24th, Orlumer appeared to quote have prior knowledge about a holiday terror attack. Google searches for the DC attacker just days prior. Now, a lot of the Google search stuff is just time zones that are kind of wrong, and people are like, look, they predicted it. People were Google searching it. That's not always the case here. There's also, you know, coincidences. I would bargain that the people pulling the stuff off wouldn't be that type of inept. Anyway, this is what Grok says. Exclusive! Just got off the phone with a DHS source. There's an ISIS jihadi embedded in a redacted city. Why are you redacting the city? Hello? Do we want to prevent this stuff? Like, say this is real. Say this is legit. If this is Miami, probably not. But I'm bringing up extra pew-pews myself. I'm going to make sure my car has a little bit of extra stuff in it. You know? Granted, I'm already pretty ready. But the average, you know, person isn't really that situationally aware. Isn't that prepared? So why keep a secret? Well, some people say, well, you got to stop these guys, and we're going to stop these guys before they do. Will you? I hope so. But again, we're left in this type of theoretical. Maybe something's going to happen. And I'm like, is this just for click generation or is this legitimate? Because if it is legitimate, we need to approach the scenario and a situation in a way where all hands are on deck, right? Let's just say hypothetically. So this is the way the feds work. The feds are like, we got to keep it secret because we're going to stop the just stop them then. One, two, you don't have enough information to stop them. Allow the general public to help you, right? And again, we live in an ever so crazy tumultuous world that only is going to get more tumultuous. Now, before reading off this alleged deleted tweet and going into this kind of catfight between Candace and Loomer, we just really quickly and shortly wanted to tell you about WeAreChange.shop, the best shop online where you get some really great, incredible products that I personally make, procure, source here from the United States, and truly, we got some really great stuff. I like Coach Dan Go on Twitter. Go follow him. He's a great follow. This is not coordinated in any way, but he just released a really cool thread saying supplements I considered as I get older. And he did, I just turned 46. If you're in your 40s, do this, right? And then he said, if you're going to supplement, he has a lot of other great tips, by the way. Definitely go read through this if you're over 40. But he says, supplements I consider if I get older. One, creatine, available at WeAreChange.shop. Shipping second week of December. Get it now. Get in line because, like, this thing sells out fast. We didn't want to sell out. We sold out first time. We're like, we're going to do everything to make sure we don't. We sold out omega-3s. Also available right here. Essential fatty. Omega-3s. I take it. I like it. Vitamin D plus K2. K2 is very important. So is fat. That's why we made our vitamin D with extra virgin olive oil. So I haven't seen anything else like this on the market. Go get it. Vitamin D, absolutely key. Three, magnesium glycinate, right here, available right over here. And also, we have a bunch of bundles where you could get all these supplements at a reduced discount and the perfect gift. If you know someone in your life that's over 40, you could buy them the for him or for her bundle and get a lot of these supplements at a cheaper cost. Again, perfect stocking stuffer. Order now so you can get it before Christmas. I am personally helping, and I will be helping, the shipping and handling to making sure every package gets out there on time to you for what you ordered. Again, it's a local small mom and pop business. Do you want to support? Do you want to support the big guys? Do you want to support us? Who do you want to support? Okay. We greatly appreciate your support. WeAreChange.shop. Check it out and then tell your friends about it as well. Now, let's read off the rest of this, right? And again, this was deleted. Why, who, where? Yeah, again, all of us is like, oh, it's a mystery. Oh, yeah, your faith. And there's going to be a major attack. It's a mystery. There's ways to prepare. And I think the general public is better off knowing that there's a threat than not. You know, that's just what I think here. And then the tweet allegedly said, scouting a crowded holiday event. for a mass casualty attack. No notice, no chatter. They've got eyes on him. But resources are stretched thin post-election. This is why we can't let our guard down. Islamic terrorists here now demand action. What are you talking about? Get them! If that's the actual case here. As, of course, now we're also involved in a very interesting type of conflict between Loomer and Candace that have been going at each other. Now, there's a lot of drama. Milo's involved in the drama. Nick's involved in the drama. It's just ongoing, back and forth. Nick doesn't like Candace. Milo is on, is presumably Team Candace, and going after Nick. And then they keep going after each other. Loomer is just fighting a lot of them. Loomer is now fighting Milo, and it's like, wow. There's a lot. There was a video of Loomer over the weekend that people were sharing with someone that was recording it secretly when she looked like she was, you know, having a good old time at the bar. It's just like, is this what we have resorted to? Like, is this what this whole movement is all about? It's like, who's dunking on who? Who's fighting? And I'm like, oh yeah, another vague warning. Oh, great. Great. Hey, it's so nice. Anyway, here's some of the more drama between the two that has been ongoing for quite a while.
All of the wrong people, and by this I mean the pro-Israel crowd, are signaling hard to us that another 9/11 is coming. They're jacking up the jihad rhetoric. Everyone's a jihadist. Muslims, like Muslims are coming. The Muslims are here. Mabdani, there's a jihadist threat. Something big is coming. And the Pentagon, okay, like where the Department of Defense is housed, the Pentagon, which was implicated in 9/11, a lot of questions about what the Pentagon was up to, money, what, a lot of questions about the Pentagon.
Multiple war games, failed responses, 2 hours, 4 planes. Just like, oh yeah, nothing to see here. The best air defense in the world. And people are saying, no freaking way. Right? The lies about what happened on Flight 93. The insane flight pattern that went into the Pentagon that modern pilots, professional pilots can't pull off with that type of aircraft. Virtually impossible, do a little loop-de-loops. And then they released a load of video. Oh, look, a little dust cloud. That totally is a huge Boeing 747 going into the Pentagon. It's like, oh, a little dust cloud. Look, here's the image. And they want you to believe that that's a plane. Get the hell out of here. Liars lied throughout all of it. And it hit the perfect unit at the Pentagon. They were doing the audit of the trillions of dollars that were missing the day before. Oh, oopsie daisy, it's all gone. Hit multiple layers inside the Pentagon. Get the hell out of here. All right. No video footage. Surveillance cameras in the most surveilled place on Earth. But yet, no surveillance footage except a little dust cloud. You gave us a little trail from what clearly was a way smaller missile. I hate when this camera does this. I figure it out. It's my hand. Get back into whatever. We're stuck this way. They lied about all of that. And then, of course, right afterwards, they lied about weapons of mass destruction. They lied about, oh, yeah, they're in those caves. Right next to those poppy plants that we're going to be protecting. And then, girl, global heroin, they make him come back. Oh, look at that. Ow. Oh. Interesting how that happens, huh?
Pentagon, okay. They have just given press passes. They've just put Laura Loomer in their press corps. I'm not kidding. Check out this headline. Conservative.
Is that where Laura Loomer got her sources from? She was at the Pentagon. It's like, Ducker jihad is gonna happen. Maybe that's why she deleted it, because they threatened to pull her credentials.
Activist Laura Loomer, a Trump ally, says she has a new Pentagon press pass. Now, this is of interest. It should be of interest to everybody, because you don't have to be a Laura Loomer hater or a Laura Loomer lover to know that Laura Loomer quite literally has psychiatric issues, okay? She has been on multiple Psych 5150 holds. She is the person who, in case you didn't know this, chained herself to Twitter when she got banned from Twitter.
She had a sign that said, Nosy J, question mark, Twitter. This is, listen, some people say brilliant PR stunt. This is when Twitter censored her. Twitter was censoring everybody back in the day. People forget just how awful of a place Twitter was.
And she wore a Star of David. Now, crazier than the fact that she chained herself to Twitter headquarters and was wearing a Star of David and trying to correlate being banned from Twitter as being in a Holocaust is the fact that Laura Loomer is factually not Jewish. Okay, so she's living in a delusion that she's even Jewish. She just, that was politically expedient for her to say that she was Jewish. She can't produce any bat mitzvah pictures because it never happened. No bat mitzvah, just never happened. She became Jewish, in essence, I suppose, for political reasons, and has gone so far in this identity crisis that she chained herself to Twitter headquarters and made it like a Jewish thing when they kicked her off of Twitter back in 2018. Now, I don't even agree with the fact that they kicked her off. I don't agree with them kicking anybody off. But you should know that our Department of Defense, for whatever reason, is signaling that she's an okay person to be in the building. That just seems like maybe a flight risk. Like, if you're just interested in basic safety and defense, you wouldn't allow that person in a building like the Pentagon specifically. And they're doing that. Why? Because she has proven over and over again that she has no soul, and she will lie over and over again on people, on places, and on things that she sees with her own eyes, as long as she defends the state of Israel, which has absolutely nothing to do with her and her ethnicity.
Yeah, so definitely two polarizing viewpoints here, to say the least. And then Laura Loomer responded to this specific video from Soleimani Ahmed, who posted it, saying Candace Owens exposes Laura Loomer for not being Jewish and having mental health issues. Now, again, mental health issues are something that, we shouldn't, make fun of. Things are pretty serious in some people. And I don't know how I feel about that. But anyway, Laura Loomer responded to this insane conspiracy theory. The fact that anyone buys this nonsense is absurd. I am Jewish. My family is Jewish. I have always been Jewish. This is well documented as well. She's so deranged. Lies about everything. Soleimani responded to this. Do you have evidence to debunk this claim made by Candace? Is she right about the claims of your mental health issues? And again, if someone has mental health issues, it's kind of a hard topic to discuss. But Laura Loomer responded, no, she's not right. She is a malicious liar. And yes, here's a photo of my parents taken at my brother's bris when I was 5 years old at my home. It was published in the Daily Mail several years ago. Candace is a liar. My grandfather was also arrested by the ENDS in Europe when he was a medical school student. It's well documented. So we're getting a response here, and Loomer is responding to all of this. As some people are saying, you should say Candace is a black. And again, why does this matter? Why does a lot of this matter? I do not know. But the conversations are, of course, continuing. Now, listen, where do I stand on the issue? Because there's two arguments being made here. One is, it's going to be Islam. Other people are like, well, no, this could be the perfect pretext for a false flag operation from the one country in the Middle East that a lot of people see as tricksters. All right. Now, are we safe as a country? Listen, the border was wide open. People were able to walk into this country other than the Biden administration with absolutely no check, no background investigation, nothing. People from all over the world, people from Africa, people from the Middle East, people from Asia, people just like, oh, yeah, walk on in. Come on in, guys. Oh, now we're a sanctuary city. Here's some taxpayer dollars that used to go to the poorest in our community. Now they're going to you because we want you here to have a bigger representation in Congress. And that's what the Democrats did, but at the same time, you forego a lot of national security. There's a reason Homeland Security does screenings when you come into this country or you apply for a visa or you're here on a vacation. They didn't do any of that. while they were demanding people take procedures to get into this country legally. Illegally, people were just like, come on in, Pedro. Southern border wide open. And how many of those people walked in? Now, some of those people legitimately don't like America, hate America, and view us as infidels. Now, are those people in there? Are those people out there that are radicalized, that are crazy, that are violent, that are maybe angry at America for our foreign policy that has bombed their countries and has supported other countries in the Middle East that have bombed their countries? Yes. Is that a legitimate threat? Yes. Is there a legitimate threat of a country taking advantage of that and creating and sparking up more controversy to create this kind of Western versus Muslim world that would help facilitate and perpetrate something like that? Strategically speaking, yes. Yes. So are both threats worth considering? Yes. Do we have anything legitimate? No. Do we have a lot of hearsay? Yes. Who's going to be right? Well, in 1 week's time, we're going to find out. Keep your head on a swivel. Prepare. This is why I keep training. I keep telling my friends to train. I train all my friends. And I cannot recommend it enough. Anyway, I love you guys. Be prepared for anything and everything. Thank you so much for supporting us. And we are change.shop. Again, so many great supplements that help you out so much. I'm so grateful and happy to be able to provide you guys such an incredible service. And I wouldn't be able to do any of this if it wasn't for you guys going out there supporting our shop, our store. We are change.shop. The vitamin D is incredible. I'm illiterate because I haven't taken it in a while. I'm taking two of these a day, 10,000 IU for me personally. And I feel way better now. I love you guys. Stay tuned for more. All here exclusively on youtube.com/wearechange.